So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. From now on, I'm gonna get all my slippers from mypillow.com/amber, and you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to mypillow.com/amber, use promo code amber, save up to 66% off, and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable, super comfortable. Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. So glad you're a part of this group. So glad you're with me. Make sure you follow me on Telegram at the Amber May Show, and also on the AmberMayShow.com's website. You can find all the information on the Amber May Show at the website, AmberMayShow.com. Grab some swag while you're there. Today, have a great show. I am talking to Doug Billions. We're like kindred spirits. I had such a good time. He was one of the highlights. I never met him before. And so he was one of the highlights of the weekend at the Reawaken Tour. And we just really connected really well on the show. And it was a pleasure to finally get to talk to him one-on-one. And I was saying it, he was thinking it, he was saying it, I was thinking it. It was one of those things. So I want you to listen. I hope you enjoy the show today with Doug Billions. I hope you really enjoy it. And that's what I have for you today. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Please help by liking, sharing, and subscribing. And please support my independent journalism. The Commander's Artist has some beautiful artwork that's very patriotic, that is General Flynn approved. And use a promo code AMBER. So check that out. The links are in the description below, or the promo codes at theambermayshow.com. But it's thecommandersartist.com. I think .com, and you can see all the patriotic arts. Gorgeous. This stuff has bidding wars at the Reawaken Tours, bidding wars, and you can just get it without having to raise the price up and be in a war. So check it out. I hope you like it as much as I do. And Mike Lindell's Honor Piercing Shell. We love our Mike Lindell. He puts his money where our mouth is. MyPillow.com, all of the bedding sale right now. Promo code AMBER. Dr. Stella MD is here to help you get a great night's sleep and to give you the medications you need when you need them at drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May. Hero Soap Company, check them out at and use promo code Amber May there. Make sure you stock up on all your supplies at Patriot Food Supply, and the link is in the resource section or in the link below on my website or in the link below here. Anyways, I hope you really enjoy getting to know Doug Billings just like I got to know Doug Billings. So that's coming up on the show right now. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AMBERMAY. In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that, is go to theambermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply, full of food in your pantry, ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theambermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today.
I'm going to give you a hug on air.
Oh, that really made my day. It's my honor.
And it's thank you for being a voice of reason. And thank you for answering God's call in your life. I think it's amazing. So thank you. I'm honored to be here.
And I want to thank you as well. So, like, when was your wake-up moment? Because everyone has one. And
yes.
Everyone knows you as Doug Billing. And they listen to your show faithfully. And praise God for that. But what was your aha moment or your wake-up moment?
I throughout my life, my adult life, I've always been passively involved in politics. I've always liked talk radio. I loved Rush Limbaugh. I was a news junkie. So I've been involved to that degree for a long time. It wasn't until February of 2020 where I started my show, because prior to that I was an executive, an HR executive. And in February of 2020, you remember that was when the COVID nonsense, the biggest nothing burger in the history of hysteria, broke upon us. And I went to our executive committee in my role as the Vice President of Human Resources, and it was a hospital, a company that owns hospitals, and so we had access to death certificates. And at that time, there was 10,000 people that they said were dead from COVID.
Right.
So since we had access to these death certificates by nature of our work, I said, I asked my staff, let's look at these death certificates, and I want to know, of the 10,000, how many actually died of COVID when COVID was the primary cause of death? Long story short, they did a study, they came back, and Amber, of those 10,000, only 222 people died of COVID when COVID itself killed them. And of those 222, all of them were over the age of 74.
So, which is the normal comorbidity of a disease.
Amen, and you got it right, yep. And so I wanted, okay, so what's everybody else dying of? Well, as it turns out, they had multiple competing other medical conditions. You've seen these stories, I'm sure. Asthma, obesity, heart condition, whatever. That's what got them. But they had COVID, and then our government passed the CARES Act, which gave hospitals money. If you admit a patient that has COVID, you get $30,000. I'm not making this up. If you go over your daily census, in other words, if you admit a patient that puts you over your capacity, you get $50,000. If you vent a patient, you get $135,000. And if somebody dies in your hospital from COVID, you get $200,000.
So let me get this right. The government is incentivizing hospitals to kill people.
I'm saying it.
How come they're not incentivizing people to make them better? Hey, if you can get them out of your hospital in 3 days, in 1 week, then we're going to give you the money. Why didn't they incentivize that? Why? What was it, the negative that they incentivized?
That's the million-dollar question. There is such, to say that that's unethical, it doesn't even come close.
Right.
I mean, it's beyond even being immoral. It is pure greed, evil, sinister. It's all of that. And I've never seen anything like it. I don't think anybody has seen anything like it ever in our history. And we could do 7 shows on Fauci and all of that, and what the money for them was, and how they released this thing on purpose, how they created COVID in 2002. Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chinese government created and patented the virus in 2002. And 3 days after that, they patented the cure. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of that. They knew that there was a patented cure. Now, I will introduce you to Karen Kingston. She and I have covered all of this. It is absolutely infuriating. The good news is, of course, people are waking up to all of this, and we're seeing it.
And praise God for, like, you know, us giving doctors a platform when they were canceled. I mean, I was canceled. I'm sure you were at some point, too.
I started out on YouTube
and
made a great run of it.
Right.
And actually, YouTube was very good to me financially. We made some decent money over there. But when you start to draw 23 million people over to YouTube and you're conservative, you get canceled right away.
It was, It didn't take me long before I started getting 1,000 views, 2,000 views. My subscriptions started going up.
Yep.
And then right when that was starting, all of a sudden I got shadow banned. I'm like, how did I go for 2,000 views to a couple hundred? And then I got strikes. And then, thank God, Clay introduced me to Mike Lindell, and I got to be on his platform, and got to be on Rumble.
Good.
I think you're on Frank Speech, aren't you? Yes, our Frank Speech buddies. I thought it was just an honor, because how are we going to get our message across? We're going to get on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so praise God. Because Dr. Artist is one of those doctors that have been able to save lives.
Yep.
Dr. Karen Kingston, and all these others.
Oh, yeah, yep. Brian became a friend of mine, Karen. You know, there's so many people out there. Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Peter McCullough.
I was just thinking, Peter McCullough, Now, I've never met Dr. McCullough, but Brian Artis obviously is good friends with him, and they work closely together. There are so many decent, and you know, that one of the things, you know, as conservatives, I think what makes us different than the liberals is that we don't have meltdowns and give up. And that's why it just frustrates me when there are conservatives out there who say, don't vote, don't participate in the system. It's a rigged system. You can't do it. We're never going to.
It is rigged, but I say, let's make it even worse for them to cheat. I say, let's break the system. Let's go more than 2020 with Donald Trump. Let's make it work really hard, even harder than Donald Trump, because guess what? It's just going to show the fraud even more.
Yeah. She and I are speaking from the same page. It's almost as if it's like she can read my mind over here. I have said, why not at least make them work for it? Why do we just give up and walk away? That's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody tries to convince you not to vote, that person is not a patriot.
No.
That's first of all, and as I was telling you just prior to come on air, I mean, I happen to believe, as most of us do, that our rights come from God.
That's right.
And I don't think we serve God by giving up the rights that he's given us. I just don't think we do it. And I think, to my point about what makes us different, is that in the face of adversity, challenges, and tragedy, I think that conservatives see those things and work our way through it because we know it's tough, and sometimes it stinks. We're involved in all this. But there's blessings waiting to be born in all of that, and we work our way through it. We don't just give up and have a meltdown like they did in 2016. Remember when Trump won? And all it was the tears, and the resist movement was born, and you got Maxine Waters, get in their face, you'll confront them. And they weren't evil. They won, and it's just they can't handle it. Because they didn't cheat hard enough, I guess, and they didn't win.
They didn't win.
Yeah.
That's true. And so, like you, my message is always about hope.
Yes.
You know, I did a show with someone right here in this room, and they didn't realize that there was still stuff going on in Arizona with the election and stuff. It hasn't stopped just because no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's because sometimes you have to go covertly into things. You can't always show your hand.
Right.
So we had a resolution that came out in Arizona, and I know just because I live there, and I know the representatives that are introducing this resolution to nullify, decertify, however you want to say it, tomato, tomato, and I knew there was going to be resistance because they've been cheating for so long in our state to make it to where our state's red. It's not purple. It's actually a really red state. They have manipulated in different ways with redistricting, with stolen elections, things like that, to make our state that was solid red legislator to maybe like one majority. And this is what we're dealing with. So it's really hard for these men to do great legislation because we're a one vote majority.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have these defectors that should really change their name to D instead of an R.
Absolutely.
And it's frustrating.
Yep.
But the thing is, they're not giving up. They're still fighting.
Yep.
And you know what's really exciting, Doug, about Arizona? We're going to have Carrie Lake as governor.
Yep.
We're going to have Representative Mark Benjamin
as your
Secretary of State.
Yes.
Because us Arizonans went and fought with the redistricting because they were going to do it horribly again. We got really great redistricting done constitutionally, according to the Constitution. We picked up more seats in both houses.
Yep.
And so maybe up until this point, we couldn't because we didn't have the setup.
Yep.
But God does things in an incredible way that's only super perfect. Look at the story of Esther. Could that have been done any other way?
Right.
The king couldn't sleep. Give me the royal rolls. Let me read this thing. Maybe he thought he was going to fall asleep by reading all the royal things that happened. And he found out that this one man in his court saved his life, and it went unnoticed. At the same time, this other man was gonna had plots to kill this guy, but because the king found out about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that was such a God thing.
Absolutely.
And I feel like God is setting up Arizona in such a way. But if we don't vote for these people, then they stand no chance whatsoever of getting elected.
Right.
And like, I love what you say because I speak about it on my show. Who is the most important body of government?
We the people.
We the people.
Yeah.
And who represents we the people? The state legislator.
Yes.
They are the most powerful branch in all of our government. Screw Washington. Really, honestly, really.
Oh,
they don't really matter.
Right.
I mean, they do, but not to the degree the state legislator does, because they are you and I.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you and I.
Yep.
And so why do they go after the state legislator? Because they're the you and I.
Absolutely.
That's, you know?
Absolutely, Amber.
And so now, local is where it's at. Local sports. I became a precinct committeeman for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. Going, and I've helped on campaigns before, but I've really gone out with campaigns.
Yeah.
I met my neighbors, and you know what some of them told me? They used to be Democrats and now they're Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are not American.
They're the Democratic Party in the elected class doesn't even exist anymore. It's the Communist Socialist Party.
That's exactly right.
And it's not an American political party
any
longer.
That's exactly right.
How could it be? Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. All they want to do is burn it down and topple it. America is systemically racist. Our founders are racist. Our documents are not of God. I believe that our founding documents are inspired by God and written by men. I really do. Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and our Bill of Rights. It's a covenant nation. And the other side does not believe that.
No, they don't. But God wins at the end.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm like, God's not done. I don't feel like he's done with America. It looked really sad. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When they called Arizona at 8 o'clock, which the people are still online voting, and I saw the Trump trains. I was a part of them. I saw the Trump rallies. I saw, if you came to Arizona, you would think Donald Trump was the governor of our state.
Yeah.
There was flags everywhere.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah.
And then they tell me Joe Biden won Arizona at 8 o'clock.
No.
I'll admit, that was really a disheartening time for me.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what just happened to my country?
So, Amber, here's really what I believe and what I'll be talking about here tomorrow at this event is hope. 2022 is a year of great hope. We're already seeing it. I believe it. And to your point, there are a lot of people out there, and I don't blame them. They're devastated about the theft of an American presidential election. And you know that, you know, when things are stolen from you, you want them back as quickly as possible. I get it. I completely get it. Unfortunately, you know, again, I think we need to engage in wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. Patience being very important. We're not going to get through this overnight. There are people out there that are convinced, or at least they say they are, because they're, of course, worked up about this entire situation. We are in a nightmare. There's no doubt about it. But I want to assure your audience that America is not going away. We are not on our deathbed. We are not going to fade out into the night. We're in a nightmare. We are in a nightmare. Now, the good news about nightmares is that people wake up from them. And what we're seeing around the country right now, we're in San Diego, California. There are people, John and Jane Doe, downtown San Diego, who have a D after their name, who think they're Democrats, they voted for Biden, have now woken up and they're thinking, this isn't what I signed up for. And they're leaving the party by the millions. And so, although I rarely make predictions, Amber, in November, we're going to see a seismic shift. We're going to take 60 to 80 seats in the House. 60 to 80, mark my words. And 5 or 6 Senate seats. But that will give us the majority in both houses. Now, we'll have Biden until 2024. And I really do believe.
Maybe, because if we can nullify, Wisconsin's talking about it, Arizona's talking about it. Who's to say? Maybe God has said, gosh dang, this is brilliant, what you just said, your prediction. What if God's waiting for that to happen? Because we need one vote.
Right.
Every state gets one vote.
Right.
If we get one more state to come.
Right.
What if.
So I think, I think, and I'm, look, I am with you. You and I are, I mean, I've never met you before today. She and I are kindred spirits. I'm right there with you. I think that 2020, God protected President Trump. This is why we're in this. He said, you're out for now, because if you win, they're going to impeach you again, and you'll never be able to run for anything ever again. So God protected Trump by having this happen. Doug, really? I'm just saying, it looks like that could be a possible answer. God said no. Now, will it be decertified? I think it probably will, God willing, we pray. But I don't think that's going to happen before 2024. Unfortunately, we just don't seem to have a system. I mean, look at Arizona, your state. I mean, you have two rhinos that are holding everything up.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
That's all it takes, folks, is these two rhinos. So we have to multitask and get rid of the rhinos and work for election integrity. And I do think Trump is going to run again in 2024, and I do think that he's going to win. I think that there's going to be the seismic shift. And that breaks a lot of people's hearts because they want him back right now because he was stolen from us. We want him back as soon as possible. I get it. But wisdom from the Holy Spirit with a capital W, we pray for that. We reflect on it, and we try to do the best to work our way through it and work for integrity of elections and don't give up. Always participate, rise up. There are blessings in all of this.
Yeah.
There are blessings in all of it. Waiting to be born, all these blessings. And I think we're going to see incredible, we're already seeing it, the return to the divine providence
That's
of God
right.
himself in such a way as not even the founding fathers saw it. We're going to see so much more of that. God being brought into the debate. You and I, podcasters, each with our own audiences, talking about divine providence of God. Think of that. 7 years ago, this was unheard of.
Right.
To be this out there about God.
That's
to be
true.
This out there about the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And now there's this resurgence and reawakening. Ladies and gentlemen, I am an eternal optimist, and I sense that in you, Amber. We are in a nightmare. We're waking up from it. America is not on her deathbed. She is simply in a nightmare. And it's an intense one, but we will do the work of determined patriotism, I think, and we'll see our way through this. And it's because of voices like yours that people are waking up from this nightmare.
Yeah.
So rhinos and get rid of those two in Arizona, and let's start getting rid of the rest.
Yeah,
we got a big task ahead of us.
I'm excited for coming up in Arizona. Like I said, we're picking up some more seats in both houses.
Yep.
We're going to get an amazing governor.
Yep.
We're going to have a great secretary of state. I'm really excited about the way Arizona is going to be changing. And it's great. I'm glad God picked Arizona. I feel like God laid his hands. I was telling Dr. Peter McCullough, I said, he chose Texas for the doctors. He chose Arizona for the elections.
Yeah.
He's choosing different states for different things. And it's just been incredible because we got so many great doctors that came out and spoke against the COVID narrative and are freeing people from poison. And then we got the Arizona people giving hope and saying, hey, yes, we can validate that. No one can now say there was no evidence because Arizona
proved that it was. Fraud is now fact.
Exactly.
And it all happened in Arizona. And I think you left out one important person, you. I mean, you are a key voice in all of this, Amber, and I just thank you. I mean, I'm really honored to be on your show, and your team, everybody from your mom and everybody else I've met around here, I have never had a more pleasant experience. And I just think, I mean, I just have this camaraderie with you.
Yeah.
I just feel connected. So,
I do too.
Yeah.
It's been
great. This is great. This is how it happens.
This is
how people come to, and that's another thing about this movement.
Yeah.
Is that it brings people together, complete strangers,
uh-huh.
that are now connected and bonded, and it helps the reawakening take place.
Really?
I mean, we are the remnant.
It is true.
Yeah.
And I praise God for God putting Clay in my life. That was a divine appointment, and I knew it from the moment once I contacted Clay. I almost didn't even watch the podcast, and God's like, no, you're going to watch it. I was a busy day, really busy.
Yeah.
I was sitting in a parking lot. He's like, watch this guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, God, I'll watch this guy. And then my jaw dropped. I'm like, all the truth bombs, you know?
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, he invites me to his office, and then my world exploded, and now I'm here talking to Doug Billings. I mean, gosh, that was such a divine appointment because I met so many people because of meeting one man who God called to do a big thing in
Absolutely.
America.
Yeah.
And you and I I mean, you more than me, but still, I feel a part of it just being able to be in the media area. But,
oh, I think you know there's no doubt that God has plucked you out of this life and said, Amber, I've got a job for you, and here it is. I think it's a God thing all the way around.
It feels incredible to be asked by God to be on this adventure with him and to help people, wake up people, and meet people like you, patrons like you, who, you know, your professional experience really was a great testimony to a lot of people maybe still on that verge. Really. Listen to this man.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, for coming on the program.
You're welcome, Amber. It's so nice to meet you. God bless you. Thank you. And God bless your audience.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American-made, patriot-owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May, and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how, with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.